Chapter 1. Messenger. If you think too long, it will never be done. So do it, tis it is, said Anwyn, echoing through Cavern's mind. O tarrying from afar, or to whom here? Hollering one of the fastest horsemen, flaring like music in the air from his lips like a quarterback yelling. Hollering the most gracious message was sent out in the forms of two giant horses, galloping the loosened rustic dirt away. With two gallant handsome tall riders that sat upon them. One coming into the village afar up ahead upon a purple horse, and the other bright hot neon pink. Both of the horses were pale birch paper white at one point. Some of the tradesmen had more fun with tie-dye safe rainbow colours upon horses than others did. What can we say? Treading the scuffling hard dirt making loose of the strong horses' shoes, lifting higher and higher through the loosened dirt as the hot, beaten, scorching yellow-red sun that was starting to go down into the invisible dimensional portal over the flat land as the pastel horses were coming closer and closer. The sun was beaten down onto the riders' backs. Knight Cavern could very well see at a glance with a stern look of anxiety wandering about the horsemen, thinking who the fricking is that, as he sees the strange foreigners from Swords of King Brant's clan, as he was trained to keenly discern. He felt anxious in his moist bones when looking in their direction. It had to be with their clothing that told their kinsmen, as he observed. So, the regular, sturdy brown wooden earth arrows were lowered accordingly with his command. He felt confident enough to lower the bows, since there was other seven types of arrows were used for different things, like hitting a 1,000-pound deer on the ass to butt it, as you would hear it pounding in the mindset. But it was not fired, just a wonder. There were dark and wintergreen-smelling Christmas pine thickets that white cotton-tailed deer would run through, with bushes and Cavern just lived in a simple round straw dwelling, just like most have in these parts. He was satisfied with the simplicity, without a thought, since all his kindred lived the same as he did. They were happy with what they had. "Who goes there?" Cavern scuffling. By the way, they saw him, with his photogenic earth-brown eyes facing them, as the messengers startled him suddenly. He thought nothing of it. Thus the horns blew that it made the wind so loud from Cavern's village with extra excitement. In their code language, blasting of the horns while observing the strong, sturdy riders, and where they were from by the playing of the loud horns so flamboyantly. The horns were barking from afar, telling them that it was okay by how they played the music, with the healthy messengers wondering if they were single or did they have a family or not. "Well, we come in the name of Lord King Brant and his sovereignty, gracious lady, from the City of Swords, and we're inviting you to the royal court. We have a letter from the palace here." Berkeley, barking it out, they did so. He handed it to him. "Does that mean I'm invited to a damn hanging for not paying my taxes? I told them it would be soon. Why would..." Cavern shouting, being a little upset about the past. "No worries," interrupted Galsworthy, shouting back, since they were still on their horses. "Oh, right. No suitable damn hanging for you. That would not be suitable," said Berkeley, making light-hearted of it. "How so? Why did you come here then?" Cavern barking it out, thrusting his sword into the dirt to show he was not mad at the messengers, only at the king for sending them. He was tired for situations that was beyond his control.